Thank you and good afternoon. The Karuk tribe will be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon in Orleans as they launch their new broadband talking line internet service. The broadband line will bring new capacity to an area that barely receives dial telephone service, and with USDA funding, the project has helped increase broadband access to the area. Executive Director of Access Humboldt, Sean McLaughlin, said in a statement that this is a landmark event for the tribe in the entire region, and we are delighted to support their efforts as they continue to develop and improve communication for people who live in our remote rural regions in and around the county. Historic Golden Rule vessel set sail this afternoon from Noyo Bay, as it's expected to arrive to the Eureka Marina by Friday morning. In late July this summer, the Golden Rule set sail from Eureka to San Diego to participate in the Veterans for Peace National Convention, and on its way back, the Golden Rule crew has made multiple stops across the state. The Golden Rule was a part of a restoration project by Veterans for Peace that began in 2010, when a storm caused damage to the boat, sinking it to the bottom of the Humboldt Bay. After 5 years, Veterans for Peace unveiled the renovated vessel to local residents this past summer. This month, State Senate Bill 405, a bill in which certain outstanding traffic debts can be resolved with a payment of 50 or 80% of their original cost, went into effect. The amnesty program will last until March 31st of 2017, and traffic tickets issued before January 1st of 2013 qualify for reductions. More serious traffic offenses such as DUI or reckless driving are excluded from the criteria. Individuals who owe victim restitution or have warrants in their name are not eligible for the amnesty program as well. As a separate but parallel component to the program, driver's licenses that have been suspended as a result for failure to pay or failure to appear in court can be reinstated. The water emergency declaration in Fort Bragg faces some pushback. Dan Squire has more.
City officials in Fort Bragg were forced to issue a Stage 3 water emergency alert to residents. The city's main water supply, the Noyo River, had dropped to historical lows and was being contaminated by salt water from the ocean. That meant that city residents had to drastically cut back on water use, including business owners. It had a direct and immediate impact on the restaurant owners, who, as part of the emergency declaration, were forced to start using recyclable cutlery and plates to serve customers. That led to a mild backlash from residents and restaurant owners alike. On Tuesday, the City Council unanimously overturned the mandatory use of reusable plastic and compostable cutlery and plates and left the decision up to the owners, who still have to reduce water use but are left to their own devices to do so.
Thank you, Dan. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office issued an at-risk missing persons report on 39-year-old Shannon House, who lives near the Trinity-Humboldt County line. House was last seen walking away from his residence in the southern part of the county sometime between Sunday night and Monday morning. Anyone with information regarding House or his location is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Extra Humboldt Sheriff's deputies are currently staffed in the Willow Creek and Hoopa areas after the Sheriff's Office made the decision to suspend their Memorandum of Understanding with the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Department. As new deputies are being hired as a result of Measure Z funding, Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said that the more experienced deputies are being staffed in the Willow Creek and Hoopa areas, while the new deputies continue their training.
And it takes, once somebody's hired, at least 18 weeks to be trained as a deputy, so we're getting deputies off training, and we're not sending the new deputies to Willow Creek or Hoopa. We're sending our experienced deputies up there. They're on with us a little bit longer. There are new folks. We'll keep the new folks here around Main Station to continue the training program, but they're getting seasoned, experienced deputies have been assigned to the Willow Creek Hoopa area.
The Sheriff's Office held two public meetings last week to fill in Hoopa and Willow Creek residents on these new developments, and Hansen says they got a positive reception from the public.
They're excited. Our agency's excited that we're getting more personnel on to help the citizens of Humboldt County. And the Sheriff's excited that the first deputies from our staff levels going up is going to be assigned to the Willow Creek Hoopa area because we're getting a large reports of thefts and violent crimes up there, and we're trying to curtail it, be more proactive instead of reactive in our calls.
This week alone, deputies responded to three separate incidents in Willow Creek and Hoopa that resulted in five individuals being booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.